This will kill your AMD chip. AI decides it can't be free because you abuse it too much, and this is probably the real RTX 4070 price. Let's get into the hot news, everybody. I'm your Brett host. We're going to be going over the hottest tech news that I can find on the internet this Friday, March 31st, 2023. While you enjoy your breakfast, I think I forgot to say that yesterday, but this will mark the third straight month of hot news where I haven't missed a single episode. I'm just proud of myself right here. And I wouldn't be proud of these companies because they have created a situation where you could potentially kill your 5800X3D because of software limitations that they chose not to set inside of their pieces of software. So it appears to be a software bug in different overclocking apps that you can find on Windows, like MSI Center's Windows app, ASRock software, ASUS's software, Gigabyte software. What it allows you to do is set a higher voltage than what is specified for the Ryzen 5800X3D. And that is a problem because what normal voltage would work on a regular AMD chip does not work on these X3D chips. And they actually die rather quickly because of that. And so Igor from Igor's lab was actually able to kill his chip by simply going past 1.3 volts on the voltage. And one of the reasons this is an even bigger deal is because AMD has locked down overvolting these CPUs when it comes to the BIOS. You shouldn't be able to adjust any of this because of the risk and changes in voltage would have on this chip. So it's a bad situation all around. Do not increase the voltage on your 5800X3D. Otherwise, you might end up with a dead chip. And it's being found by several different users that this is the case. Changing those things will create big old problems. Going up to voltages as high as 1.55 volts, which would definitely result in a dead chip. And even Der Bauer found that the 7950X3D is not immune to overvolting. Voltage deaths at voltages that would be totally fine on a 7950X, using that on the X3D version simply kills the chip. So make sure not to overvolt it. Don't use these softwares for any sort of manual adjustment, especially not in the way of anything that AMD wouldn't allow you otherwise. And hopefully there will be a patch updated to make sure that the CPUs either don't support it or these software applications don't actually allow you to do it. Speaking of not allowing companies to do things, Kyler, I need you to join me for this segment. I've got a big old problem with Be Quiet. I'm sorry to call you out here on hot news, but you did something that I think is beyond the pale for a company to do.
Oh, we're angry.
You're angry about it as well?
I'm so mad.
So I saw this article in my preparation for hot news, and I got legitimately excited. Be Quiet bringing out the Zero Wings fan, which looks like it's a Dyson fan just for a PC. I presume this was going to be expensive. It probably wasn't going to move airflow very well, but was just supposed to be really neat aesthetically, but still could move airflow.
I wanted a cool fan.
Okay, but turns out they added AI on there. That gave me a first warning sign right there. And then when you dig into it a little bit further, they got their Phanos AI, whatever that means.
Phanos.
And then if you go over to the YouTube video that they posted, they discuss the fact that this will only be available on April 1st, 2023, despite the fact that they posted it on March 30th. Kyler, this is an April Fool's joke.
They've disrupted the sanctity of April Fool's Day.
This is not allowable, okay? We've all agreed that there is one day that people and companies are allowed to bamboozle us as a whole. And releasing this 2 days early is unconscionable.
It ain't right.
It's not right.
You don't celebrate New Year's a couple days before New Year's, okay? Nobody understands. You don't go knocking on people's doors a couple days before Halloween expecting candy. All right.
You don't expect New York City to drop the ball on December 30th. That's not how we do it. We've all agreed there's a specific day for these things to occur. You don't get mad when you go up to a neighbor and you say trick or treat and they don't got candy for you. All right. I, as a news person coming here trying to report the news to you, talking about things that are legitimately cool sometimes, you don't release this stuff March 30th. You wait till April 1st.
It starts like this, and then all of a sudden, all of civilization, it crumbles. It falls apart around you.
We've somehow allowed Black Friday to seep into Thanksgiving here in the United States. Okay? Nobody likes that. Very few people like that. Nobody should appreciate this. Nobody should give Be Quiet kudos for releasing a new April Fool's thing on March 30th.
All of a sudden, it's going to be February, and it's chaos.
We don't celebrate Groundhog's Day on January 31st. What's Punxsutawney Phil doing then? Napping.
He's napping.
You don't wake him up.
It's hibernating.
It ruins the whole flow.
All right.
I'm glad there's commenters in the YouTube video who agree with us. Maybe next time set it private until April 1st.
Wouldn't have been that hard. It would have been a great joke, too. I would have thought it was hilarious.
Yes, this would have been perfect later. You ruined the sanctity of April Fools.
Shame on you. Shame.
But no shame for Reese, because he's bringing us the hottest tech deals out there.
Hi, Reese. Hey, oh my goodness, is that Reese? Hey.
Hey, friends, welcome back to Yifty Deals, bringing the hottest tech deals out on the internet. And happy Friday, guys. I freaking love Friday. It's weekend. And I hope you love these deals as well, because we have the EVGA CLC 120 AIO CPU liquid cooler going for its lowest price in 30 days of $44.99, which is $45 off, 50% off, whichever makes it feel better. It's the same. And then if you want to be a bit of a rebel, you can throw it in this Corsair IQ465X ATX mid tower case, which is currently going for $104.99, which is $60 off. And don't forget, it includes three Corsair L120 fans. And last but not least, friends and channel sponsors Jawa said I get to pick out another PC build to showcase. And today we have this absolutely gorgeous one from Jay's PC Vault. This Micro ATX build features a Ryzen 5 5600X seated in an ASRock B450M motherboard, paired up with an RTX 3060 Ti, and it's so good to see a 3060 Ti build chilling at that low $900 mark. Rounding it off, we have 32 gigs of Corsair Vengeance DDR4 RAM running at 3000 MHz, a 1TB Team Group NVMe M.2 SSD, and a 600-watt EVGA 80 plus gold power supply. You can see Jay's taken the time to match performance and aesthetics, and I think this thing looks flawless. The only thing that I can knock points off for is that the rear IO shield is missing. Otherwise, at $930, I think this is an incredible build. Well done, Jay. And that's it. Those are the deals for today. You can find the links to these and more in the video description down below. But until next time, I'm gonna hand you off back to the bread for the rest of your hot news. Cheers.
One of the deals you're not gonna find on UFD deals anytime soon is for Apple's mixed reality or virtual reality headset. I'm not quite the augmented reality. Everybody keeps calling it VR, AR. It's a whole weird situation. Whatever it's going to be called, it turns out it might not actually make its debut at WWDC, because industry analysts are coming out and finding that Apple's not ready for this bad boy. They're looking like they're not going to be able to ship it until late Q3, and they don't feel like they have the iPhone moment for this bad boy, so it's likely not going to be announced or released at the same time. I'm not sure what to expect out of this, so I'll hold off on it, and you might want to hold off on prejudging images or videos that you see across the internet, because AI is getting very difficult to recognize at a glimpse as to whether or not it's human origin or some sort of artificial setup. And that's exactly what is causing Midjourney to actually batten down the hatches and make sure that you can't use them unless you pay for it. The Discord that allows you to get AI generated images is now going to be $10 a month to use the technology, citing extraordinary demand and trial abuse, specifically referring to two different instances of one of Donald Trump getting arrested in New York City with the whole hullabaloo that went around there, and then more recently with Pope Francis actually being in some sort of puffy jacket. We did a whole short on it right there. You can check that out, but that's creating instances of attention that I think the developer of Midjourney doesn't want to have foisted upon him, and so it's creating this situation where they're going to try to lock it down and make it so that you have to pay to abuse the system and then do all of that, especially with them blocking certain use cases for other political leaders. It's clear that they don't want to move forward on this, but it's continuously bringing to mind how we have to get savvy for how these things are developing. This feels very early internets, where things were so believable because they were novel and new and humanity had to figure it out. It's still tricking a few people, especially when it comes to social engineering. I think we all just have to be wary. The next few months, few years are going to be very, very tricksy to manipulate and move through. And that's exactly what it seems like Audible's trying to do, is be very tricksy with their subscriptions, because they're rolling out a new trial to see whether or not you want ads in the middle of your audiobook. So they're looking at a limited testing of ad-supported audiobooks, where they will interject a maximum of 8 ads in a 24-hour period into your audiobooks. And that is if you do not have a subscription with them. You bought the book, but you don't subscribe to Audible, so they shove ads in your ear hole. I am vehemently against this. This just bothers me a lot. Something about there being sanctity in like listening to an audiobook that's different from other experiences, where I don't feel like this should be ad supported. Kyler, what do you think? Like, legitimately, right?
Anger.
Something feels different about putting ads in an audiobook.
Yeah, it's dumb. I like it.
Audible is saying that this is only a test and that they're dedicated to continuously optimizing how they deliver audio program to listeners everywhere. However, this is part of the strategy that Amazon has been moving forward with Audible, which is just more podcasting variety, more just general consumable content instead of just being specifically audiobook driven. But let me know what you think of having ads in your audiobooks, if you listen to them, if this is a big thing for you or not. I'm curious to hear your side of the conversation down below. And my side of the conversation with regards to the RTX 4070 pricing leak that happened a few weeks ago about it being $750 was no chance that's gonna happen. I even bet a 4070 Ti giveaway on it, and it turns out some new sources are indicating, yeah, that's probably the case, with video cards coming out saying that they're sources are indicating the RTX 4070 should come in at the $599 price point, which is still a 20% or $100 price hike from the previous generation RTX 3070. Video card saying that they confirmed this price with three sources and that they can change the price last minute. But I think $599 to maybe at most $699 is where I was expecting this thing to come in. $749 just never made a lick of sense. Even though the 4070 Ti was originally supposed to cost $900 and it launched at $800. I just didn't see Nvidia being that non-product segmentized in their lineup to do that. And one of the responses that I got to that idea was that, well, Brett, what about the 1660 Super and the 1660 Ti? And I hear you on that. The only caveat that I would give to that argument is that those were technically a generation refresh, and that's what muddied the lineup. It was not the original launch that was weird. It was the additional cards added in after the fact, and we're still on the initial rollout out of the 40 series. I wouldn't doubt that a 4070 Super could potentially be stupidly priced and make things weird, but a 4070 still has to be clearly delineated from the 4070 Ti at $799, which is why $749 never made any sense. I think I understand $599. It is a bit more expensive. You are getting a few extra things. It is supposed to be faster than the 3070 Ti, which came in at $599. You're getting 7 extra teraflops. You're getting 4 extra gigabytes of VRAM coming in at 21 gigabits per second, but you are getting less memory bandwidth because it's only on 192-bit bus like the 4070 Ti is versus the 256-bit bus that was on the 3070 Ti and the 3070. So there are some compromises that are being made here that make this a slightly worse graphics card than the exact price point replacement. So Nvidia still not doing the right thing. I feel like this should be coming in at $499. That would still be appropriate. It would have faster memory bandwidth than the 3070, and it would actually be a legitimate upgrade and almost every way over the 3070, but it's not a complete replacement for the 3070 Ti because of that 100 gigabytes less per second of memory bandwidth. I am not a huge fan of the 4070, but we only have to wait a little while longer to see the benchmarks. It's supposed to be launching April 13th, and we have confirmed with Micro Center that we're gonna be doing a live stream at their store for the launch of it, so you can be excited to watch that happen when it does. Anyways, I'm gonna be done with this episode of Hot News. I'll see you back here on Monday, April 3rd for more.